we're rolling. And for the record, may we please have your name and title?
Mitch Comstock, athletic director at Oric High School.
Coach Comstock, of course, we're talking to you about the Board of Education's decision to stick with 11-man football as you were having enrollment deficiencies where you were thinking you'd have to go to an 8-man squad.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some details about that decision and why it was made?
Well, you know, we originally went to the board because we've been having some number issues. We've had some games in the past couple years where we've started with 11 guys, and, you know, obviously that's an issue when you're going against teams that are rolling 25 to 30 guys out there. It makes it hard on the boys. And, you know, we took it to the board, wanted their opinion on what they thought the best course of action would be, and they expressed nothing but the most confidence in our new coach, Nick Chapman. This was his first year this year. They felt like with him being able to be here and, you know, he got hired late in the summer, felt like he could build the program, had confidence in our boys that they would you know, get back into the weight room and start getting the numbers back up. So they had nothing but the utmost support for the football program and thought that we would be able to go back to being, you know, obviously state championships and stuff aren't in the future, but go back to being a competitive 11-man team.
So how large of an area around Oric itself? You have the rural areas, of course. Can you draw for a talent pool?
Well, you know, our town's about 800, and then a lot of our farmers and stuff around. So, you know, it's not a real big area, but it's no different than the other Class 1 schools our size. So it's just a matter of getting the boys excited about football again and getting them back out there. And, you know, our coaching staff's doing a great job of trying to get the kids that should be out for football back out and get them excited for it.
Absolutely. And were some of the students and the student-athletes, were they consulted about this? Were they asked their opinion?
We talked to them about it, and, you know, it comes down to them. They want to have the opportunity to win, and I think they're the type of kids that they were going to go forth with whatever decision was made, and they were going to make the most of it. You know, even though we had games where we went out there with 11 kids, those kids have nothing but the biggest hearts in the world, and they battled from the opening gun to the last one and never gave up. So that's the kind of kids we're dealing with. We just need to get a few more of them.
Now, did your season come to an end this last weekend in the first round of playoffs, or are you still active?
We lost to Lone Jack in the first week, yep. So they're a pretty good team. They finished high up in our conference. So we unfortunately are done for the year.
I understand. And when will you get back to it next year? Do you know, have a date already for your first bit of summer workouts?
Well, you know, we'll be starting weightlifting up here. I would guess probably first of December, Coach Chapman will get them back in the weight room and getting working. And, you know, we kind of talked at the end of the season about, you know, next year starts right now. So we've got a core group of kids that are ready to get back and get in the weight room and make next year the best year they can.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us about this?
No, I just appreciate, you know, the coverage on it. And, you know, we're excited to get our kids back working and see what we can do next year.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you.